Ezekiel chapter 2. Ezekiel chapter 2. Ezekiel chapter 2 and verse 1 is where we'll start. Ezekiel chapter 2 and verse 1. And he said unto me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me, and set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spake unto me. And he said unto me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that hath rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me, even unto this very day. For they are impudent children and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them, and thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God. And they, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there hath been a prophet among them. And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns be with thee, and thou dost dwell among scorpions. Be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. And thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious. But thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house. Open thy mouth and eat what I give thee. And when I looked, behold, an hand was sent unto me, and lo, a roll of a book was therein. And he spread it before me, and it was written within and without, and there was written therein lamentations and mourning and woe. Now, Father, we thank you for the word of God, and we thank you for all that you've given us. Lord, I pray in the short time we have tonight, I pray you'd help me to be a blessing. I pray you'd challenge our hearts and prepare us for the world that we have to face. And Lord, open our eyes to the truth of your word, we pray. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Now, we go to this, and Ezekiel has seen the cherubims, and he's seen the glory of God. Like I said, a limited version of the glory of God. And finally, he falls on his face, and he's on his face as if he's dead. He heard the voice of one that spoke, and this is what he said to me. He said, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me, and set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spake unto me. Now, listen to me very carefully when we want to study this. This is kind of an amazing thing. There's some amazing parallels here with Ezekiel and the Christian and the believer today. Although this was written to Ezekiel and specifically to the house of Israel. The Old Testament was written to Israel. It's written for us, but it's written to Israel. All right? So this is something that we need to understand about the book of Ezekiel. When we look at Ezekiel chapter 2, he says, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me and set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spake unto me. Now, likewise, it is through the Spirit of God that we hear the voice of God. The Spirit of God using the Word of God, speaking to our conscience, speaking to our spirit, this is how we hear. And there's the picture that we see there, something we need to understand that we as we go through this. And he said in verse 3, he said, and he said unto me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that hath rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me, even unto this very day. Now, Israel is in captivity. They have been carried away captive to Babylon. Israel, the lower ten kingdoms, were carried away by the Assyrians, and the upper two kingdoms, Judah and Levi, were carried away captive to Babylon. And so, but they are in Babylon. They are in the land of Chaldea, of the Chaldees. They're there. They've been carried away captive. They're in bondage again after becoming a nation and being brought out of Egypt. Now they're in bondage again under Nebuchadnezzar and on down there. And there are those that are good and right and decent. There's Ezekiel, obviously, during this time frame. There's Jeremiah for the early part of it. But he stayed in the land until they hauled him down to Egypt against his will. But you have Ezekiel, you have Daniel, you have Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Later during that time, when the Medes and the Persians come in and take over, you'll have Mordecai and Esther and those things like that. You've got Ezra and Nehemiah during the time when they were brought back. So we go through all of that. And there were godly people during this time and people that God used. But he sent them prophets during this time, and they are by and large rebellious. They are by and large compromising. They are by and large still, even though they're under the clear judgment of God, they're still being disobedient to the Lord. America is much like that. Just look at what's going on. We were talking about the things that happened with all this trials and things, and it doesn't look like anybody's really interested in justice. All they want is vengeance, and they don't want to hold the person that's actually responsible or the people that are actually responsible. They want to hold the entire nation responsible. And we go through all that. We look at the things that are happening, the lies that are being told, and the push to cause all types of unrest, civil unrest and hatred in politics and in the media and throughout the country. And we see the rioting, we see all the things that are going on. And it's clear that, to me it's clear anyway, that America is suffering from the judgment of God. Yeah. It is clear to me. Because we're a rebellious people. And like Ezekiel, we're going to a rebellious people. But that needs to be done. It needs to be done. And he said, for they are impudent children and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them, and thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord God. Now, Ezekiel was to go and tell them, this is what the Lord God says. Thus saith the Lord. So there it is, the picture. He's supposed to take the word of God to them. That is our commission too, is it not? Not just, we always like to talk about the church. You know, the church has to do this and the church has to do that. Well, the church is made up of people. And the people that get it done are the local church. Those are the only ones that get it done. And we want to make it the church at large, so that way we can make ourselves feel better. I guess I don't know what, or we better about disobeying. But the simple fact is, we have both collectively and individually at this responsibility to take the word of God. And in our case, thankfully, we have the gospel to take to them. But part of the whole thing about the gospel is warning people to flee from the wrath that is to come. And there's judgment coming. And to be honest with you, that's not a very well received message in our day and age. People don't want to hear that type of message. And so, when we talk about repentance and all those type of things, but he said they will know because you go out and say, thus saith the Lord, he said, and they, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there hath been a prophet among them. All right? This world ought to know that there are genuine Christians in the world. They ought to know that there are people who are not going to stray away or back down or quit, who are not going to quit. Now change the message. Just because they don't like it. And it doesn't matter whether they hear or whether they forbear. Doesn't matter if they hear or they refuse to hear. It doesn't make any difference. Our job is the same. Whether we're in the midst of a rebellious people or in the midst of a people whose heart is soft, or whatever the case it may be, doesn't make any difference. He was to tell them things. He was to deal with them. And he was to deal with them about their rebellion. And he said, thou, and then in verse 6 he said, and thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns be with thee, and thou dost dwell among scorpions. Be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. But thou, son of man, hear what I say, and thou shalt speak my words, verse 7, and thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house. Now he told them, he said, don't be afraid of them. Don't cow down. He said, though briars and thorns be with thee, and thou dost dwell among scorpions. He said, be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. Now that is an amazing thing when I look at that passage of Scripture. The scripture that he talks about, or what he talks about in that regard, he tells him, he says, don't worry about briars and thorns. He said, though thou dost dwell among scorpions, be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks. And if you go into the book of Luke, chapter 10, Jesus sends 70, another 70, besides his disciples, and sends them out two and two. And it says, when you go to verse 17, it says, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as a lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not, but that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. In that hour Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes, even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. So we see that picture there, that Ezekiel is going among the briars and the thorns and the scorpions and all these things. And he says, don't be afraid of them. And we see that picture, we see a parallel thing where he says to us, to the believers, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. All right? So we have that power. We have that ability. And he's using that as a spiritual sense of the devils and those things like that. So we have authority from God, like Ezekiel had authority. We have a charge not to be afraid, like Ezekiel had a charge not to be afraid. We're not supposed to fear. And if you go to verse 8, he says, "But thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house. Open thy mouth and eat what I give thee." And of course he looks, he says, "When I looked, behold, a hand was sent unto me, and lo, a roll of a book was therein, and he spread it before me, and was written within and without, and there was written there in lamentations and mourning and woe." And if you go to chapter 3, he said, "Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, eat that thou findest, eat this roll, and go speak unto the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat thy roll. And he said unto me, Son of man, cause thy belly to eat, and fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee. Then I did eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness." And so then he goes on to send him. So what he's telling him, he said, "Hey, you need to eat what I give you." And he sees a roll, and what's there? There's a book. The book is the Word of God, the things that he's supposed to prophesy. It's what's coming. And the reminders of what came before, and all the things that he's going to talk about. Everything that he's doing there, he's telling them, "Hey, you don't be like them. You open your mouth and you eat what I give you." And we have a charge. The Bible, we go in there, and the Bible is our meat, it's our milk, it's our meat, it's our bread. Right? It's all those things that we're supposed to eat, the Word of God. And we're not supposed to be rebellious like everybody else. We're supposed to eat, fill our belly with it, fill our bowels with it. Fill our heart and our soul with it. And that also harkens back. You remember the angel gave to John a book and then told him to go and prophesy. Right? He told him to eat it. And as soon as he ate it, it was in his mouth of sweetness, but in his belly it was bitter. All right, so there's that parallel too between Ezekiel and the Apostle John in the revelation of Jesus Christ. So, but there's also that picture to us, and there's that thing saying, don't be afraid and don't be rebellious. And one of the problems we have now is that we have people that are rebellious, that don't study the Word of God, don't read it, don't make it a regular part of their life, don't take the time to think and pray and meditate on the Word of God. We don't do that. We become rebellious, and when we become rebellious, we are hurting not just ourselves, but everybody that God sent us to. And what are we told? Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another with hymns, psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. All the things that we have. And by the way, I would just simply say this. That's why it is important. The music and the things that we sing and the things that we do, they need to be Christ-centered and biblically accurate. They need to be right. And that's why the Bible makes it clear in more than one place that psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs are what we ought to be filling our hearts with. And these things help us to be spirit-filled. But so you see the parallel, don't you? You see the parallel all the way through the book of Ezekiel chapter 2. And we'll see more parallels as we go through the book of Ezekiel. But when we look at this passage of Scripture and we see this, we see a clear parallel that Ezekiel is in a situation much like we are today. And he's told not to be afraid. He has a job to do. God's called him. God has a purpose. He's gotten a glimpse of the glory of God. I hope you've gotten a glimpse of the glory of God. And the simple fact is, we have a charge. It doesn't have to be, we're not all the same, but we all have the same job. We don't all get the same opportunity. We don't get all the same circumstances. All those things are different, but the charge is the same. Some of us will have it harder. Some of us will have it easier. It doesn't make any difference. What makes us a difference is that we're not afraid to do what God wants us to do. Ezekiel was somebody that had been given a charge. He had been given the words of God and given a charge to get it, to go to the people and say, "Thus saith the Lord." And that, in its essence, is exactly what we're charged to do. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and then we'll close out. Father, we do thank you for this day. And Lord, I just pray in this short time, this short chapter, that you will help us to see the parallels. And look in the, Lord, there's probably more parallels that we could talk about here. But help us, Lord, to see the truth. And above all, help us to eat up the words of God. Just like Brother Job said, "I've esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food." Lord, that the word of God would be the most important thing, that we'd fill our hearts with it, and that we might not sin against thee, and that, Lord, we would also be bold to preach the word without fear and to share the gospel with people. Every opportunity we get, help us, Lord, not to be rebellious, not to be lazy. Lord, help us to be like Ezekiel and be faithful to do exactly what you've called us to do and told us to do, regardless of the way people look or what they say or how they act or how they respond. Help us, Lord, to just simply realize that we have our part. One sows, another waters, another reaps, but you give the increase. We thank you for it, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.